Titan of the factory floor. Boston Dynamics Atlas steps into production. Boston Dynamics unveils new Atlas robot to revolutionize industry. Boston Dynamics, Hyundai, DeepMind partnership. January 5, 2026. Boston Dynamics shook up the robotics world at CES 2026 by revealing a production-ready Atlas humanoid aimed squarely at factory work. The company says manufacturing of the product version begins immediately and that all 2026 Atlas units are already spoken for by early customers. In combination with a new Google DeepMind AI partnership, BD is pitching Atlas as an enterprise-grade solution for material handling and flexible automation. Our thesis. This is a meaningful turn. The first time a fast, agile humanoid is positioned for real industry use, but it comes with big caveats. Atlas's debut is a strong signal that, generalist, robots are moving closer to the factory line. At the same time, key claims, learn once generalization, AI-powered autonomy, are still unproven. This matters to labs and integrators exploring embodied AI for manufacturing, as well as companies waiting to see if humanoids will live up to the hype on actual shop floors. Who cares? Manufacturing automation teams looking beyond fixed arms, robotics researchers tracking embodied AI breakthroughs, and robotics product developers planning next-gen workflows should all pay attention. Atlas represents an ambitious bet. Skyscraping hardware specs, 7.5 feet reach, 50 kilograms lift, plus a promised AI learning spine. But it also raises questions about how far current algorithms and sensors can really go outside curated demos. We'll parse what was shown versus what's claimed, compared to today's alternatives, and give practical takeaways for anyone thinking of integrating a humanoid robot into their stack. Facts on the ground. Boston Dynamics' own press post provides the baseline facts. Here's what was announced and the status of each element. Atlas humanoid production version, manufacturing starts immediately at BD's HQ. Every Atlas built in 2026 is already committed. Initial fleets will ship to Hyundai's new robotics metaplant, Savannah, Georgia, and to Google DeepMind. In practice, this means Atlas is not a consumer product but a gated enterprise rollout for select customers. Status. Limited shipping now. CES prototype demo. A blue-painted Atlas model was shown on stage at the Hyundai BD Media Day. It walked and waved fluidly, accompanied by a dance performance from Spot Quadrupeds. Importantly, the robot was remotely controlled during the demo, not fully autonomous. Status. Demo only, athletic, but teleoperated movements. AI partnership with Google DeepMind. BD announced new research collaboration with DeepMind to integrate Gemini Robotics AI models into Atlas. This is a newly announced partnership, work kicking off in 2026, aimed at giving Atlas more cognitive foundation model capabilities. Status. R&D announced, not yet delivered product features. Actuator supply chain, Hyundai Mobis, Hyundai's parts arm, will supply Atlas's motors and work on mass producing them. This is a production-side detail, partnership built into the manufacturing plan. Status. Planned, committed, ensures automotive-grade parts. Mobility metaplant use case. The initial deployment, Hyundai RMAC, is for automotive manufacturing tasks like material handling and order fulfillment. Status. Planned field test for 2026. Long-term Hyundai goals. Hyundai Motor Group, BD's majority owner, is scaling hard. Axios reports Hyundai plans to mass produce 30,000 humanoids a year by 2028 as part of a $26 billion U.S. investment, and BD's own news mentions Hyundai preparing to deploy tens of thousands of robots. In summary, Atlas itself is real and in production. First units going out soon to big partners, but all we've seen in public is a canned teleop demo. The DeepMind AI and task learning aspects are still promises. We classify the hardware as shipping now, limited access, the CES showcasing as demo only, and the AI work as announced future. Anatomy of the Atlas. What is the Atlas robot, and how is it built? According to BD, this generation is engineered for rugged, constant-duty industrial work. The robot is fully electric with 56 degrees of freedom and full rotation joints from toe to wrist. Key specs, per the announcement, 2.3 meters height reach. Approximately equals 7.5 feet, up to 50 kilograms, 110 lb, payload, and underwater resistant. It is also extremely water resistant, and runs from minus 20 degrees Celsius to 40 degrees Celsius. In plain terms, that means Atlas can manage long shelves and heavy boxes better than any previous BD robot. It even has hot swap batteries. BD says when power runs low, Atlas will autonomously navigate to a charging station, swap out its own batteries, and get right back to work. No runtime numbers were given, but the swap feature implies near continuous operation. Control and safety. Atlas can operate in three modes: full autonomy, remote teleoperation, or manually via a tablet interface. For the demo, BD clearly relied on teleoperation, likely VR or joystick control, for smooth walking and gestures. The robot also includes industrial safety tech, built-in human detection to avoid collisions, and fenceless guarding software, meaning it can work around people without needing cages. Barcode, RFID scanners plug in so it can interact with factory inventory systems. In other words, it's designed to plug into a real warehouse line, not just stage shows. Software and learning. Under the hood, BD uses its Orbit platform to coordinate Atlas in an enterprise setting. The press release emphasizes connectivity to MES, WMS, implying Atlas can take orders or report status in a factory's IT system. Crucially, BD claims once one Atlas learns a task, that skill can be immediately replicated across the fleet. They don't detail how, but the implication is a centralized learning pipeline. A human teaches one robot, maybe via demonstration, then software deploys the solution to all Atlas units. This fleet learning idea is central to the learn once, do many pitch. However, no data is given on how quickly or robustly this works. No numbers for training time, success rates, etc. Engineering trade-offs. BD stresses the new Atlas is the most production-friendly robot we've ever designed. In practice, that means fewer custom parts, all compatible with automotive supply chains, and off-the-shelf components wherever possible. The goal is automotive-grade reliability and lower cost through scale. For example, using Hyundai Mobi's actuators, which serve car assembly, should help mass production rate and serviceability. In short, Atlas's hardware is explicitly built like a product, not an R&D prototype. AI and autonomy. The biggest technical unknown is how Atlas will actually learn tasks. The press materials are heavy on buzzwords, foundation models, Gemini, visual language action models, but light on mechanism. Boston Dynamics tells us Atlas learns new tasks quickly and adapts to dynamic environments, and that Google DeepMind's Gemini Robotics foundation models will boost its reasoning. Gemini Robotics, based on Google's Gemini LLM, is meant to let robots perceive, reason, use tools and interact with humans. BD's Alberto Rodriguez put it bluntly, they needed DeepMind to help establish new kinds of visual language action models for these complex robots. In practice today, that probably means Atlas has advanced vision and language capable AI running alongside its motion control. For example, Gemini might help the robot recognize novel parts on a table or decide how to grip them. However, we have no detail on where it runs, on robot or cloud, or what data it was trained on. All we see now is the announcement. The demonstration did not include any learned pick in place. It was basic locomotion. So the AI side remains a promise. Watch for BD or DeepMind papers or demos showing even simple tasks like object sorting or assembly. Community reaction. Early commentary has ranged from excitement about actual industrial deployment to reminders of past hype. TechCrunch's report highlighted that Atlas is already in production and headed to the Hyundai factory in Savannah, Georgia, a stake in the ground for scaling humanoids. TC also quotes BD leadership acknowledging that athletic moves alone aren't enough. Alberto Rodriguez noted that to really deliver on their promise, humanoids must interact with people naturally. In other words, even BD's team admits perception and human awareness, the deep mind part, are the hard pieces now. Wired's coverage stressed a similar theme. It notes Atlas can already dance and perform acrobatics, but lacks the intelligence needed to understand its environment, make complex decisions, and manipulate unfamiliar objects. Wired's author sees the BD DeepMind tie-up as a way to inject that missing smarts. Humanoid robots are being given the intelligence required to navigate unfamiliar environments and identify and manipulate objects, which is exactly what Google's Gemini model promises. Wired portrays the CES news as an early look at a future where humanoids are able to quickly master a wide range of tasks, i.e., big potential, still in early stages. TechRadar is more cautionary. In a year-end robotics roundup, Rise of Terminator? This is not, it emphasizes that as of 2026 we should expect continued hype and cautious advancement in humanoids. Many public demos, Optimus, Digit, etc., are mostly teleoperated. Atlas's show at CES falls into that pattern. It impressed onlookers but was piloted. TechRadar actually applauds BD for transparent, commercial focus rather than flashy ungrounded claims. Its verdict: don't expect humanoids to revolutionize on day one. These steps are incremental. To sum up the chatter, analysts see real progress, a tangible product and huge corporate backing. Axios even noted this is part of Hyundai's $26 billion factory investment, but they remain skeptical on autonomy. The Atlas demo was basically a fast, clever mannequin without full brains. As AP News put it, it was piloted. The community is watching to see how the promised AI changes that. In civilian robotics circles, BD is still respected for its engineering rigor. Unlike some startups, BD is seen as slowly building toward actual products, which so far has kept them credible. Overall, the reaction themes are: this is a big deal for industry robotics, paired with, let's see the measured results. The excitement is palpable, but everyone notes we're not flying cars yet. The groundwork is being laid for future capabilities. Reality check. Hope versus proven. It's important to separate the solid facts from glossy marketing claims. On the plus side, hardware claims, BD's specs, 56 DOF, 50 kilograms lift, electric drivetrain, IP65-like resistance, are plausible. They align with the physical demo and BD's known engineering depth. The battery swap idea is credible. They have done similar with spot and automotive-grade actuators from Hyundai Mobis sound real. In short, there's no obvious reason to distrust the claimed hardware capabilities, aside from watching for independent testing. Manufacturing ramp. The statement that production starts immediately is unusual for a unveiling press event, but the Hyundai $26 billion context and the committed deals make it likely that BD really has some factory line ready. We're not hearing just prototypes, this appears genuine. If Atlas is indeed going to a real plant this year, BD must have upgraded manufacturing from lab builds to at least small batch production. Established use cases, material handling and fulfillment in a structured environment are believable targets. Warehouses often have repetitive tasks where a humanoid's flexibility, stairs, varied payloads, could shine. BD's own stretch robot already does box moving in practice, so Atlas is basically an all-terrain version of that. On the claim versus evidence side, however, task learning and autonomy. BD claims Atlas learns new tasks quickly, and Gorilla DeepMind's Gemini will grant it high-level reasoning. But no actual examples, benchmarks, or demo clips of these feats were shown. We have zero data on learning speed, task complexity, or error rates. The blog is all promise. Replicate tasks across fleet, cognitive capabilities, etc., but without concrete metrics. Until we see Atlas autonomously pick and place items or adapt on the fly, and how many tries, failures it needs, these remain unverified marketing statements. AI model integration. The DeepMind partnership announcement is exciting, but currently only an agreement. We don't know which Gemini robotics version it will use, whether it runs onboard or via an external connection, or what form of learning, Sim2 real fine-tuning, human-in-the-loop curricula, etc., will happen. It's entirely possible initial Atlas units in 2026 will mainly rely on scripted commands and teleop, with the fancy LLM intelligence coming later. As Wired put it, it's unclear how robots will match the adaptability and subtlety of human manual dexterity, even with Gemini. The claim that Gemini gives deeper cognitive abilities lacks detail. It leans on DeepMind's aura, safety and reliability. Aside from stating human detection and fenceless guarding, there's no info on how fail-safe Atlas is. Is it certified for working next to humans? What happens if sensors glitch? How often does it drop stuff? We simply don't know. In real factories, even minor reliability issues can derail operations. The blog doesn't quote any MTBF or hazard analysis. So any claim of industrial readiness, beyond specs, is marketing until verified by third parties or long trials. Scale commitments. Hyundai's promise of tens of thousands of robots and a 30K per year factory is headline-grabbing. But in practice, those are long-term goals. No real schedule for beyond 2026 is given. We shouldn't assume thousands will drop in next year. Likely we'll see initial pilots first. Big numbers like 30,000 a year by 2028 tell us the ambition, but not the near-term reality. Where sources conflict or remain murky. So far, reporting is consistent in quoting BD, Hyundai, or major press. Independent data on Atlas is absent, no press trials yet, no scientific papers. If competitors or analysts suggest different specs, e.g. battery life, cycle time, we can't verify that from official sources yet. The smart approach is to treat all performance claims as unverified until either A. BD provides detailed tests. B. A press demonstration beyond walking is shown. Or C. A customer case study is published. In short, the hardware feats, balance, gait, strength, look real. The autonomous intelligence and business claims are still to be demonstrated. We'll call the product release itself. Verified, BD did build something, but call the lofty task learning promises, aspirational. Time, and data, will tell if Atlas truly learns on the job or mainly repeats scripted motions. Competitive and historical context. Boston Dynamics Atlas has been evolving for a decade. It first appeared in DARPA competitions around 2013. For years it was a research prototype, hydraulics-based, limited battery, curated test courses. This new version is not the athletic stud bot the public saw jumping through hoops. It's larger, electric, and engineered for factory service. That puts it in a new category. How does Atlas compare to other humanoids in automation? Tesla Optimus. Tesla's humanoid has been hyped for general tasks, but it's not yet a product beyond concept demos. Optimus is smaller, around 1.6 meters, and claims maybe 20 kilograms lifting. By contrast, Atlas is larger, heavier duty, and already entering production. Tesla has had trouble even standing Optimus up without falling. In practice, Atlas seems closer to deployment. Agility Robotics Digit. Digit is a biped designed for warehousing tasks, package handling. It does have some deployments, on some pilot projects, and lifts approximately 20 kilograms. Atlas overshoots Digit in reach. Digit is about 1.8 meters tall, and payload, 50 kilograms vs 20 kilograms. Digit's advantage is lower cost and simpler design. Atlas is higher capability and presumably higher bandwidth. Aptronic, Figure, 1X, etc. A number of startups are building humanoids. Many use or aim for AI-based learning. None of them has announced a full production run at scale yet. They're all quietly testing ideas. Boston Dynamics stands out because it already sells two other robots in volume. The Spot Quadruped and the Stretch Warehouse Robot. Those are proven products. Stretch has moved greater than 20 million boxes globally. In that sense, BD is not new to product robotics. Atlas is an extension of its existing manufacturing focus. Other humanoid vendors are mostly one-off prototypes so far. Traditional automation, of course, fixed arms on rails and AGVs are well entrenched in factories. Atlas's promise is flexibility. It can walk, climb, handle unstructured parts. That's a double-edged sword. Flexibility opens new tasks, like tidying an unstacked pile of boxes, but involves challenges of balance, perception, and planning that existing robots avoid. In the history of robotics, general-purpose humanoids have always been the hardest nut. This move by BD is putting big engineering muscle into cracking that nut. In brief, Atlas is now neck and neck with the leading humanoids, bigger and older than most, but in brand new product form. Its closest peers are still early-stage companies. On one side are fully Ashish automated solutions, arms, AGVs, simpler but rigid. On the other side are the social robots, Optimus, Digit, which are more flexible but not yet proven at scale. Atlas sits between, engineered by an experienced player and aimed right at industry. It's also riding the wave of foundation models for robots, a newer trend. The head start. BD's decades in hardware give it confidence, but the real test is whether the AI partnerships can leapfrog conventional pipelines. Takeaways for labs and builders. What should robotics labs or automation teams do with all this news? A few practical notes. Prototype focus. Even without an actual Atlas bot on your workbench, you can mirror the key ideas. Set up a high DOF biped model in simulation, or use a research humanoid kit, and practice task teleoperation plus imitation learning. For instance, use a VR glove or master controllers to demonstrate simple pick and place or pallet tasks to your simulated robot. If you're running an RL project, try incorporating large language or vision models, like GPT or Vilbert, to interpret high-level instructions. In short, experiment with teach one, apply to many pipelines. When one robot learns, can others copy? Essential components. Gather robotics hardware that matches what BD is pushing. Compliant but strong actuators, direct drive or high reduction, robust sensors, 3D lidar, depth cameras, IMIS, and a smart power system with swappable batteries. If you're designing, follow automotive best practices. Reduce custom parts, use off-the-shelf gearboxes and sensors, and test in environmental chambers, minus 20 degrees Celsius to plus 40 degrees Celsius, spray water. Safety-grade middleware, human detection, fault monitoring, should be implemented from day one, since Atlas highlights those features. Software and integration. Atlas uses the Orbit software with MES, WMS. If you rely on ROS2 or other middleware, consider building a similar bridge. You might create ROS topics for task orders, pick X, move to Y, and hook them into your enterprise system. Even without Orbit, standard interfaces, ROS services or an HTTP API can allow your robot to receive warehouse tasks. Also, plan for three modes of control: scripted autonomy, teleoperation overrides, and manual joystick control. Practice switching between them safely. Data and training. BD's play is, learn once, deploy many. To mimic this, set up a logging and replay system for demonstration. Use consistent coordinate frames, use a fixed map or Vicon system, so that one robot's solution can be translated to another. If you have a small fleet, try saving motion trajectories and helper networks trained via imitation or reinforcement learning on one unit, then replay on the second. Also, collect sensor data in your own industrial setting, e.g. camera images of your factory floor, to fine-tune vision models. Compute needs. Large models are in play. Plan for onboard GPUs or edge servers to handle perception and language reasoning. BD didn't say whether Gemini AI runs on Atlas itself, but even a small language, vision model will need significant CPU, GPU. Check your compute budget. Do you have high-end NVIDIA hardware on board or do you rely on an API? If using cloud, ensure low-latency connectivity. In any case, partner AI engineers will be needed on your team, not just mechanical engineers. Evaluation. Finally, track your robot's reliability carefully. Build bench tests, e.g. thousands of pick-drop cycles, to measure mean time between failures. Test worst-case conditions, slippery floors, spilled liquids, dropped items, to surface edge cases. Boston Dynamics may not have shared data on failure modes, so you will have to. Also, since Atlas advertises heavy lifting, regularly load test your grippers and balance algorithms. In sum, treat the new Atlas News as a roadmap more than a turnkey solution you can buy off the shelf today. The core ingredients, large humanoid chassis, teleop training, strong compute, safety layers, are already within reach for advanced robotics teams. Start small. Get one robot, even if not humanoid, to connect to your WMS and respond to simple instructions. Develop a teleoperation pipeline so that human experts can teach tasks. Investigate vision language models on commodity GPUs. By taking these steps now, you'll be ready to slot in high-capability humanoids, when they become available, without drastic retooling. Verdict. The next steps. Boston Dynamics' new Atlas is a bold milestone. Our tech take. The robotics world needed a sign that humanoids are leaving the lab. Atlas provides that sign. The company's language, revolutionize industry, and backing, Hyundai, DeepMind, underscore serious intent. We see a credible hardware platform aimed at real use cases, supplemented by cutting-edge AI partnerships. But the reality check tempers victory laps. As of January 2026, Atlas's big claims, fleet-wide learning, foundation model intelligence, remain promises to scrutinize. The first tangible evidence will be whether an Atlas in a factory truly operates unsupervised on complex tasks, and how many tasks it can handle without error. If initial 2026 deployments show the robot needing constant human oversight or failing unexpectedly, it would remind us of past humanoid cycles. Hype followed by a grind of gradual engineering. Bottom line, Atlas's launch changes the narrative. It tells businesses, humanoid robots are coming your way, and gives robotics teams a high DOF platform target. It lowers the barrier for, what if I plug a humanoid into my warehouse? The practical takeaway is that shops and labs should start planning now for integration. Understand how to define tasks, evaluate performance, and ensure safety, because these robots are not science projects anymore. Open questions to watch. When, and how well, will Atlas perform truly autonomous work? When will we see metrics, tasks per hour, success rates, downtime? How will the DeepMind AI actually be delivered? Will Atlas retain all its smarts locally or depend on the cloud? What new failure modes emerge when a fleet of humanoids is actually deployed? For instance, how do they coordinate around humans, and what if one goes offline? Finally, what price and service model will we see? Will these remain ultra-high-end lab prototypes, or evolve into something a logistics firm can budget for? We'll be listening closely for field reports and benchmarks. For now, Atlas's unveiling is a heads-up that the factory floor of the future may soon look more like science fiction. But getting there safely and reliably is still very much an open challenge. Sources: Boston Dynamics, Atlas Product Announcement, Official Blog, January 5, 2026. Boston Dynamics, AI Partnership with Google DeepMind, Blog, January 5, 2026. Hyundai Motor Group, AI Robotics Strategy at CES 2026, Press Release, DEC 2025, AP News. Hyundai and Boston Dynamics unveil humanoid robot Atlas at CES, January 5, 2026. Wired: Google Gemini is taking control of humanoid robots on auto factory floors, January 5, 2026. TechCrunch: Atlas robot with DeepMind AI, January 5, 2026. Axios: Hyundai plans 30,000 humanoid robots a year for factories by 2028, January 5, 2026. TechRadar: Robots in 2026, The Rise of Terminator. This is not, December 29, 2025.